What up, what up, what up? Y'all tuned in to Ends Media. We got Will Wallace in the North Forward program here with us today. How y'all doing?
We're good, bro. We're blessed. Well.
So I got a few questions for you, man. What's your name, man? Where you from? Well, we know your name, Will Wallace, man, but where you from? And like, how did all this get started?
Name Will Wallace, man. I'm from the South, the dirty South. Grew up in the South, and then moved to Minnesota. And then when I moved to Minnesota, maybe seven, it's just like a regular homesick entertainment. Got involved in school. School wasn't it. I seen more time on the streets than in school, so I felt that my life was on the block. So I was on the block with my guys, and the usual what happened on the block. I don't have to go into detail. And then ended up being a young father, from a young father to a hustler, from a hustler to now a businessman. But before I got to the businessman, it was that hustling in me that got me to some situations that now I realize I can use my situation and my history to be able to better some of these young brothers that I come in contact with.
Okay, okay, okay. So what are some of the ways that you are bettering these young brothers? I see you got two of them with you.
Well, I mean, one is that we give them an opportunity, man, to get an internship job. Two is a child that will know that there's someone out here, man, that really care about their well-being, care about their situation, and care that they don't end up on the news of being dead or being incarcerated. So we use this internship, man, to be able to get them jobs, be able to pay them, as long as they fulfill the contract, going to work, being on time, not being into no violence in the streets, staying out of the court system, all of that, man. So as long as they can stay out of that and stay in the internship site, man, we're willing to pay them, give them training, whatever else the situation might be, whether it's education, going to college, helping them with housing, you name it. We just try to make sure that they're on the right track.
Okay, so now this question is for all three of y'all. What are some of the challenges or barriers that y'all come across with, like just fulfilling those contracts, but also helping to assist with fulfilling those contracts, and, just in y'all's current circumstances, what the work that y'all do?
Well, me, I'm going to answer first. First challenge is being a black man in America, man. You know what I'm saying? That's our biggest challenge. We always got an X on our back, man. So if I get in the car right now, I think I got to feel like if the police come, man, I got to help pull over. Even though I got license and insurance, but I still feel like as a black man, I got that X on my back. Two is that I'm always in competition with the white man. It don't make sense that in this age, we're still fighting for equal rights, employment rights, the right, the amount to get paid as equal as the white man. And so the education also, man, is a huge challenge for our young brothers. We're still seeing young brothers at the ages of 20 to 24, still reading at a second, third grade level, fourth grade level. I mean, come on, the education system got to be better than that, because in the suburbs, them guys in 12th grade or in the 6th grade, they already read 12th grade at the college level. Well, you go into the neighborhood, the education level, you can talk to them brothers in 6th grade, they read in the 1st grade level. So something wrong with that picture. Also, in Minnesota or just in our neighborhoods, a huge challenge that even if we're walking down the street as a black man, we still feel threatened. You know, we might get pulled over by the police. You got to have an ID. You don't got an ID. Any questions about A, B, and C. Then you're off to jail. So, I mean, the system is always something that we're trying to battle, and it's always a challenge. And then also a huge challenge that there's not enough jobs, big-time jobs in our community, man. Brothers got to bust way out to Eaton Pier, Minnetonka. Where's the big Walmarts over here? Where's the big job factories in North Minneapolis? Where's the theaters that brothers can go to the theaters with his girl or with his kids or his family? Where's the big museums? Where's the hotels? I can go on down the line of what we don't have in the community. It's still a challenge for us as black people.
Right on, right on.
See, I'll say just in general, just having, like we were saying, jobs, I'll say big challenge is just being responsible. Like a lot that you come with a job, you gotta make sure you come with mandatory bid.
feel that. That's a challenge, man, just having that right mental space and just being keen to just being responsible. That, and that's what helped you move forward.
Right. Just make your best foot forward. Make
your next move your best. And then also, I would say another big challenge, man, is just being with these brothers in the program. The biggest challenge is trying to get them to understand, man, that there's something better in life that they can grab onto, whether it's education, whether it's being an entrepreneur, having them change their lifestyle around. But until we fight to get the drugs out of our community, the guns, the violence, and all that, and that's all we see. But if we see a community where so what if we get two or three colleges over North Minneapolis? What if we get big time business and law office over North? So you gotta change the norm a bit. One thing we see over North, liquor stores. You go down Lindale and Broadway, liquor store. You go down to Penn and Broadway, liquor store. Plymouth and Emerson, liquor store. 42nd and Lindale, liquor store. Over on Dowling and Lindale, liquor store. Houses boarded up. People's on every corner, man, and suffering from 400 years of depression. Like, we still suffering and trying to catch up economically as black people, man. 400 years. How can 400 years we still suffering with lack of economics, no paying good job? They're talking about $15 an hour. It should be way past $15 an hour as us as peoples. Our ancestors have been paid well. We should be bypass 15 just to have a house over your head right now. How can they get an apartment for $15 an hour? There's no way. You got to be making at least $25 an hour just to have a house, a roof over your head. And these young brothers are challenging that, you know, they want to drive, so they don't have license. So how can we get a program where they can get to finance cars, man? Where the jobs got to be more, you got to make more economics, man, to be able to balance this out. You know, it just ain't no way you can keep up with trying to get your apartment, trying to get your house. Don't say if you have a baby, but now you got that. What can $15 do? It's a start, but it's a late start. For us as people, for these young brothers, and I'm talking about the challenge is, when I hear one of the young brothers saying they're homeless, okay, internships, like, it pays money, which is good, but also, it don't pay if you just get kicked out of the house. Where are you going to go and get a hotel for $69, $70, $89 a night? You tell me. So until we can rise occasion of our economic status, man, then we can see things better. But that's not going to happen if you don't see it in the community or different business owners coming in the community. So
is there, like, any plans in the future or anything, like, any resources or, like, anything like that that you, like looking or working on to help fill that void, to help fill that loss that's over here in the north side?
Man, I think what we need is I keep telling young brothers in the program, their voice can make a huge impact. What I mean about that, man, is that we will stand on that one, we need that $15 an hour right away. It can't be a 2-3 year. I mean, because people are struggling. That's one thing. The education got to get better. But for them to lead the fight, for them to lead the march, for them to lead the voice, it's got to be young people that's taking it to the capital, that's taking it to the city council. If the city council, the state capital, all these city leaders see young people leading the march for a better future, for better jobs, better economics, better pay, then we'll see change. That's the goal, is to get these young people to be a voice of today, man. We can't set back. Continue to point things. We can lead them to a way where, man, if they talk about what's going on in their community, what they want in their community, then you see change. But you gotta have an agenda, though. We just can't go and just be talking. We gotta go over there with an agenda with these young people. They gotta lay it down. And I give you a prime example. So when homicides and violence happen in our community, before that happened, we don't have no resources. It's strange. But soon, the homicide rates start. You get this homicide, within 2 or 3 homicides in 2 or 3 days, then money starts popping up. So why don't you give the community that money before the homicides even pop up? Meaning that young people to be outreach workers, to be able to reach these parks, to be able to reach these schools, to be able to reach the young people, young people who are afraid of violence. Put that money in their hand. I'm asking the city councilman, I'm asking the state capitol, all the senators over there, man, it's time to put the money where it works. And it's behind these young people so they can lead something, whether it's a technology center, whether it's outreach, whatever, we need that moving forward.
Most definitely, and we gonna end this on good note, man. But last question, man, just wanted to just figure out, like, what was that defining moment when you made that decision that you was gonna, you know, push that agenda, like, you know, better economics, providing programs for youth, and just really just advocating for those that aren't in a position to advocate for themselves.
Man, I look at it this way. Struggling for me coming from Mississippi, man, that's a motivation for itself. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody want to be struggling. Don't nobody want to know where the next meal is going to come. Don't nobody want to see their mom struggling, crying in the next room, knowing that the bill got to get paid. Don't nobody don't want to go to school without anything, seeing their siblings not wearing the ladies' material or the ladies' outfit. So for me, man, it's personal. It's an investment, man, because if I don't do it, who's going to do it? You know what I'm saying? And what we're trying to do, man, is that when you just look over, if you look over the United States right now, I keep saying this over and over and over, ain't no way in hell where in each state throughout the United States, man, you see the same thing. Brothers on the corner, brothers hustling, brothers doing the same thing. When is that going to change? It's only going to change, man, when folks feel like we really have the opportunity to really make something happen. We need more entrepreneurs, okay? If brothers want to go into the music, how come we don't have more studios here over North? 4 or 5 of them. If brothers say they want to do entrepreneur, how come we don't have 5 or 6 more entrepreneur programs over North? So we need resources, man, and we don't need people to constantly tell us what we don't need. So until I can continue to see better, then I'm gonna stop. But right now, I ain't gonna stop it, man, because it goes back to MLK, Rosa Parks, it goes back to our people, man. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Back in the 50s and 40s, we in 2019, why in the hell I'm still fighting for justice, equality, economic parts that we still behind as black people? It don't make sense. Incarceration way up. It don't make sense. And so until I can continue to be the voice of these young brothers, and then some of these young brothers can take them. And yes, man, I'll sit back and relax and can enjoy life. But right now, man, we still got work to do, man. And it's all about, let's not let nobody tell us that there's no money out there. There's not no money out there. There's money out there, bro. Listen to what I'm saying, dude. There's money out there for brothers to go to school, brothers to get them. Brothers can get housing, all that, man. But we just got to tap into that resource, man. And the only way you tap into that resource is got to be you young brothers to lead the way. You got to be behind them, to stand on them, and believe in them. Believe that we can get what we want, man. It's the bottom line. So I can let the other two brothers answer, man, you know. But I'm in it to win it, man. I don't want to see none of my brothers dead or in jail. You know what I'm saying? And whatever cause it's going to take to make it happen, I'm going to have it. So I'm proud to be the manager of North Florida, man. It's been a blessing, you know, to have 300-something brothers come through this program. And not knock on wood, we're going to have 2 dead. And so I'm here, man. So I don't know how long I'm going to be here, but, man, we got to continue to push for change, man. There's no doubt in my mind. As Malcolm X would say, whatever means necessary, man, we got to get it. I mean, we got to get it. We can't be playing around. We can't be half-stepping, none of that, man. Either you in it or you're not in it, or you need to get out of the way of that. Let us do it, man. So that's why I'm here, man. It's because of the cause, bro. I'm tired of seeing what I see with my people.
Nice. Do any of y'all got anything y'all want to say before we close out?
Career-wise.
Thanks, thanks.
I guess it's a year. In a way, it made me a little bit wiser than each month's like, the older people that we've been with are really big. How they teach us, like, different perspectives on life, the real life. So that's what I really think it makes me kind of out of few things in my life.
Learn to look, just learn to look at things in a whole nother perspective. Nice, nice, nice. Well, this is North 4 Program. We tuned in with Will Wallace. This is Ends Media, and we out.